Isn't it strange that a gift could be an enemy?
Hello, and welcome to the ABCs of Rock podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Schur. The ABCs of Rock is proudly part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. I thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Before I begin, I must say a couple very important words about the show. I do not own the rights to any of the music played on this podcast. The musicians or the music labels own the copyright. I play this music under the doctrine of fair use. I am not here as a DJ, but to offer music commentary and criticism. My goal is for you to gain a large appreciation for the bands or the musicians played here in this podcast. And please, go out and legally purchase or stream their music. The musicians need your support. My only goal is that I hope this show contributes to spreading the good word about the bands you hear on these episodes. I do not profit in any way from this podcast. It is truly done out of my pure love of the music. It is wonderful to be here once again with the opportunity to create another episode of the show. We move forward with the alphabet onto the letter I, and today I'm going to feature the band Incubus. I have been a longtime fan of Incubus going back to probably the year 2000, maybe 99, I can't quite remember, when I heard their single Pardon Me. I don't think I was aware of them before that, although they had been formed about 10 years earlier in Calabasas, California. The original lineup included Brandon Boyd on lead vocals, Mike Eisinger on lead guitar, Dirk Lance on bass, Jose Pasillas on the kit. They would eventually add a turntablist, DJ Life, who would leave the band after their first two albums and would be replaced by Chris Kilmore. Dirk Lance would also depart after the Morning View album in 2001, and he would be replaced on bass with Ben Kenny. All things considered, for a band that has been around for over 30 years now, not a lot of turnover, which is pretty cool. If you're new to the show, what I do here is I highlight 10 songs that I love, but I feel are underrated or underappreciated from their catalog of music. And I will be going in chronological order through their career. I don't play hits or singles, but I do try my best also to avoid concert favorites, which is sometimes difficult because when they are in concert, they do play a lot of deep cuts from their albums. I want to shine a light on the songs that have fallen under the radar that I feel are just as worthy as the ones that were chart toppers. So without any further ado, let's get to the music. Incubus released their first album titled Fungus Among Us on November 1st of 1995 on the indie label, this was a good one, Stop Ugly Nail Fungus, which was actually their own label. It was produced by Jim Wirt, who would also produce their follow-up album as well. The album as a whole, I feel, is a hybrid concoction of funk, rock, and rap, a style that would eventually blend into a more mainstream alternative rock sound down the road. However, at this stage of their career, they're sounding like this insane love child of the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Faith No More. I think the album is a bit unfocused for my taste, but there are a couple of album highlights that I really like, such as Shaft, Speak Free, Take On Your Leaser, and the song I'm going to play now, titled Helicus, which is actually the album closer. I think this is an incredibly catchy song with a great bass line and some awesome vocals by Brandon, who does some incredible rapping on this. I wish he would occasionally return to the style of vocals, at least every once in a while. He's really good at it. So take a listen to this, and for the song lyrics, I'm going with the pre-chorus. And if you're new to the show, every song that I play, I do select my favorite part of the lyrics and I read them, but I don't add any flair to them. It's just my thing. History has a tendency to block out the popular beliefs about the leaders of time. So listen with my syllabus and ponder the thought. Maybe they should have had to dedicate more to it. Go.
About 100 years ago now, thought I was left for dead. So I took a walk outside with my new band friend and my knowledge and vibe. I'm thinking I'd find another with the same attitude. Just to be fair, I could talk to someone other than myself. With all the nice wing, you might have been a positive attitude in the new game of poker. Had about to do with my new found friend.
We are moving on to Incubus's second studio release titled Science. It was released on September 9th, 1997 on Epic. So you can see they moved on to a big label. It was a big signing for them, a 7-album deal. Science was a success for the band, going gold in both the US and UK. Musically, it follows a lot of the same formula as Fungus Among Us, with its influences of funk and metal, but it does broaden its horizons into venturing into a territory of jazz and hip-hop and electronica. This album rides a bit of a slippery slope. At this time, nu metal was on the rise, and you can definitely hear the influences on this album. I refuse to classify the song I'm about to play as nu metal, but it isn't far off the mark. It's titled Favorite Things, and I think it's a pretty cool song no matter what you want to call it. I love the guitar licks that start off the song, some cool distortion on it too. MVP on this song is Dirk Glantz, who is killing it on bass. For the lyrics, I'm going with the first verse, which I just love so much. I'm thinking of my soul's severity, and I know everything you hate in me. Fill me up with overpious badgerings. To throw them up, one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to move on to their third studio release called Make Yourself, which came out on October 26th of 1999. A trio of singles headlined this album, of course, Pardon Me, Stellar, and the massively successful Drive. This is where myself and a lot of their fan base jumped on the bandwagon. This was a significant departure in sound from the first two albums, abandoning some of their funk roots and for a more alternative metal sound. But in doing so, they found a lot of success, of course. The album went up to number 47 on the US Billboard, and it went double platinum. So they definitely found a formula that works for them. Incubus had definitely arrived. Interestingly enough, the biggest hit, Drive, was the last single that was released, and over a year after the album had been out. I still do adore this record, and I find myself listening to it with some regularity. Some of my favorite songs on here actually are the singles on here still, and I also really love the opener, Privilege, and as well as the title track and the song The Warmth. So many there's so many I could pick from. The album is very beloved, and the song I think I have to go with though for this album is Battlestar, and I never say the song right, but it's Battlestar Skrelatchika. I think you could probably say it faster. Skrelatchika. There we go. Which is a wonderful instrumental track. I don't know if they ever did another instrumental track. I'd have to really think about it. Turntables were such a big part of the band, so why not feature a song which highlights the skills of the new turntablist, Chris Kilmore, aka DJ Kilmore. What I love about this song is that it comes in as the 10th track, and it's a great opportunity to reflect on everything you've been listening to up to that point. It's a perfect showcase for the entire band on display too, just how accomplished each of them are as musicians and artists. Thank you. Okay, we're moving on to their fourth studio release, titled Morning View, which came out on October 23rd, 2001. This marks their commercial peak as far as record sales, with the album once again going double platinum and charting as high as number 2 on the US Billboard. Top to bottom, I feel this is their crowning achievement. The album is a beautiful blend of hard rock, alternative, still many nods to their funk roots, and some of the songs that have this jazz vibe to it. There are some very interesting experimental songs on here, too, that I just adore, such as the album closer, Aqueous Transmissions, which is a nearly 8-minute journey into this world that incorporates a pipa, which gives it this East Asian fusion quality. The singles on Morning View were killer. You know, Nice to Know You, Wish You Were Here, all had huge play in the radio and are still concert staples. The song I'm picking up this album is Just a Phase. This is one of the most beautiful songs they've ever recorded. And it's not just because it's mellow. It starts that way, but it builds and it begs for this release. And you get there at the end, but you have to be patient. Around 3 minutes and 15 seconds into the song, they feign into going into their bridge, but they hold back. It's the coolest moment, and it keeps you on the edge. So I'm going with the opening verse for the lyrics here. I am bottled fizzy water, and you are shaking me up. You are a fingernail running down the chalkboard I thought I left in the third grade. Now my only consolation is that this could not last forever, even though you're signing and thinking how well you've got it made.
call it women's intuition, but I think I'm on to something here. Temporaryism has been back in the Jesus of our age. I know that I sound opinionated, maybe biased and quite possibly jaded, but sooner than later they'll be throwing quarters at you on stage.
So we're up to the fifth song on our show today, and this is the fifth studio release. And this is titled A Crow Left of the Murder, which came out on February 3rd of 2004. This was produced by Brandon O'Brien, who was a pretty big name in the history of producing several albums with the Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam, Offspring, Rage Against the Machine. If you were big on the alternative scene in the 90s, chances are Brandon was somehow involved in producing one of the albums. Even though this album reached number 2 on the US Billboard and went platinum, I think it's a slight step back from the previous two efforts. The album, of course, leads off with a torrid single, Megalomaniac, still one of my all-time favorite singles of theirs. But yeah, the overall, I think A Crow Left of the Murder is a little bit of a mixed bag. But most of the songs I really dig, and one of those I think is an underrated album cut that always gets me is the song Pistola. The song is pure super pop and has this amazing hook. My favorite part of the song is halfway through, there's this musical bridge which sounds like something from like a Rush album. Not the only song that has a nod to the Canadian trio either. The bass line in Agoraphobia has a certain Rush quality as well, if you listen carefully. But regarding Pistola, which is a Spanish for the word gun, I gotta select some lyrics for this song. So some cool verses in here, but when I listen to the song, it's definitely the chorus that anchor the song for me. So here we are. So, yeah, my pen is a pistola, ooh. I don't need to fear. Yeah, my pen is pistola, ooh, 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 ooh.
Cool.
All right. So before I move on, I just want to take a brief moment since we're about halfway through the show. And thank you once again for tuning in and say how much I appreciate each and every one of you for being a listener and subscriber to my podcast. Also, if you've been listening to these episodes, I'd love to hear from you. There's an email that I check frequently, abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. And of course, you can find me on social media, on Facebook at abcofrockpodcast and on Instagram at abcrockpodcast. The show is available on dozens of podcast apps, so please, if you love the show, subscribe and give it a rating and review on whatever app you prefer. Those ratings and reviews actually play a large role in the algorithms that help raise the profile of the show and make it more discoverable for a larger audience. I thank you all in advance. All right, so we've got one more gem from A Crow Left of the Murder album, and it is the song titled Here in My Room. This track marks a significant departure from the band, their band's usual style, venturing into the realm of what I'd categorize as a piano ballad. I'm utterly captivated by its haunting beauty, with the piano and Brandon Boyd's voice seemingly intertwining. However, there's an underlying ominous tone that adds an element of danger to the mix. When it comes to the lyrics, I'm particularly drawn to the pre-chorus. It's not solely due to the lyrical content, but the way Boyd delivers the lines. This section stands out as my favorite part of the song. It's the moment of elevation where the song builds to a hypnotic climax in these two pre-choruses. It reaches heights that I find utterly mesmerizing. So it goes like this. If the world would fall apart in a fiction-worthy wind, I wouldn't change a thing now that you're here.
My room.
Incubus would release their sixth studio album titled Like Grenades on November 28th, 2006. It was again produced by Brandon O'Brien, the second in what would be three albums in a row with him as their producer. To be fair, though, this is sort of where I kind of left off with Incubus for a while. It would be 5 years after this album before they would put out new material. And this was another solid record with several hits like Dig, Animale, and Love Hurts. The album became their first number one on the US Billboard charts, but somehow only went gold, which really surprised me. I would have assumed this would easily have gone platinum. The song Rogues, I feel, is a captivating track that could have easily been a standout single if it was given the chance. I think the song is a beautiful showcase of the cohesion of where the band is at a point in their career, really showcasing each member's individual talents. Jose Pazilla's drumming stands out as exceptional here, and the song boasts some of the amazing hooks from Mike Isinger. If you enjoy Incubus's energetic and jerky songs like Have You Ever or Out From Under, you'll likely appreciate this one as well. Brandon delivers intense and piercing vocals during the verses. I love how he seamlessly transitions from a mutter to a shout. I think it's also worth pointing out that I sincerely appreciate the songwriting from Boyd. Over the course of the band's run, he's worked extremely hard on his growth as a songwriter. His themes have expanded into very abstract areas as he's matured. Rogues is a great example of a song that I'm not sure he would have written even 5 years earlier. Here are the lyrics I've selected from Rogues. This is from the chorus. Enough, enough bowing down to delusion. Hats off and applause to Rogues and Evolution. The ripple effect is too good not to mention. If you're not affected, you're not paying attention. We'll be right back. All right, I've got one more from the album Like Grenades. It's called Pendulous Threads, the penultimate track on the album. This is an electrifying and chaotic track that just demands your attention. While it does start out with this lengthy intro, once it explodes, it unleashes a high-energy storm of creativity that is like nothing else on this album. Mike's distorted guitar in the intro are a standout on this track, making the song the edgiest and one of the most intriguing on the album. This is a thrillingly, refreshingly experimental, balls-to-the-wall sonic journey that takes you on a trip. My favorite type of Incubus song. I'm going with the lyrics from the second verse. At the heart of it all, that innermost, your fiery core, there's an amassing armor and it's building you into a bore. Life's a match in a gas tank. Don't ever mourn the ebbing tide. Just dance on fire and enjoy the ride. We'll be right back. So as I teased before, it would be another 5 years before Incubus would release their next album. In that time, they did put out a greatest hits compilation in 2009 titled Monuments and Melodies. They were definitely catering to their mainstream audience in here, where I believe almost all of their songs selected on this album came from the album Make Yourself or later, nothing from their earlier stuff, which was interesting. Also a year later, Brandon Boyd released his first solo album, The Wild Trapeze. They also had been touring through 2008, so it was understandable that the band was exhausted as they needed a break. Fast forward to 2011, and they released their seventh studio album on January 12th of that year. The hiatus definitely impacted their record sales because this album failed to reach even gold status, but it did still go to number two on the US Billboard. But the sales, I think, could be attributed to one major factor. It is quite a departure for sound for the band. It has a low-key, lower-energy vibe to it, in my opinion. Not really a quote-unquote fun album. I did struggle a bit to curate a song that I felt was a standout track from this album because, in all honesty, this is my least favorite release of theirs. However, I do think that the album peaks with the song In the Company of Wolves. It has an epic feel to it that I do quite enjoy. The song is also a standout in Incubus's discography, focusing on a night of seclusion and a rite of passage. What sets this track apart is not only its length, but the opportunity for the band members to showcase their talents, particularly in jamming. It features this engaging intro to the thumping bassline and the captivating haywire guitar feedback in the later half. And overall, it's just a unique and progressive experience. It stands out as one track in the discography that can truly be called progressive, actually. I love how the song takes a dark turnaround at the halfway point, featuring distorted guitars and a strong focus on instrumentation. It incorporates elements reminiscent to Pink Floyd, especially their metal era. I'm selecting the chorus for the lyrics section. In the company of wolves, I sat in silence, observant and afraid. He was there with the eyes like glowing embers. The man you see was made.
Was made. Oh, oh, oh.
One last song before we wrap up the episode. I think everyone will enjoy this one, though. It would be another long break for the band, another 6 years, actually. On April 21st, 2017, Incubus would release their eighth studio album, simply titled Eight, on their new record label, Island. It was produced by Leandro Dusso Jr. and Sonny Moore. I feel this is somewhat of a return to form for the band. At least it raises the energy over the last release to some degree. Although, I would argue that the quality of the songs don't measure up at all to the output from the previous decade. It didn't result in better record sales either, failing once again to reach gold status, but it did peak at number 4 on the US Billboard. The song I'm picking off this album is the closer, Throw Out the Map. I cannot endorse the entire album, but I highly recommend checking out this song, which I feel stands out as the high point here. It's full of energy and it closes the album out on a confident note. It incorporates a killer riff from Mike Isinger too. Here are the lyrics, and I'm going with the second verse. Am I alone down here under the pale blue lines? Was that another or was that just an echo? I want a new design. I need to shed my skin. Where do we go from here, man?
Do you have any idea where we are right now?
I have no fucking idea where we are.
Back.
Well, there you have it. My 10 underrated and underappreciated songs from the band Incubus. I would really love to know what your thoughts are on my selections. And please reach out to me and let me know if you agree or disagree with them. I would love to hear from you and what your 10 songs would be. You can send your feedback or hate mail to abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for taking this journey with me. And please don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media, on Facebook at ABC of Rock Podcast. I love getting feedback and messages letting me know what you think of the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here as your host and entertainer over the past hour. I realize that there are literally tens of thousands of podcasts out there you could be listening to, and I sincerely appreciate you for spending your time with me on this show. It means the world to me. The ABCs of Rock is part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. Until next time.